Dictation for Jan Harris, July 6, 35, addresses a letter, Dr. Reimann, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 8286835. Dear Dr. Reimann, a follow-up for Mr. Harris with renal failure. With biopsy proving extensive tubular interstitial fibrosis on the background of vascular abnormalities. In the last visit in August, severe dyspnea on minimal activities, which appears to be progressive. He has underlying COPD, uses inhalers, as well as CPAP machine and oxygen at night. There is some cough, clear sputum to yellow without purulent material hemoptysis, no fever. He denies having chest pain palpitations, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or decreasing urination, a stable edema, doing salt fluid restriction on diuretics. He follows with cardiology, Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N. When he goes, this past summer was able to play golf, but this has changed over the last few months. As you recall, around 2014, he underwent tricuspid mitral valve repair, base procedure, ablation surgery, ligation of the left atrial appendix, apparently a biventricular pacemaker. He does have coronary artery disease, but no bypass was needed. There was an isolated 80% lesion, otherwise in the left side. Next paragraph. Medication list review. I want to highlight the bisoprolol, high dose of Lasix, on nitrates, hydralazine, inhalers. Cholesterol treatment. Next paragraph, oxygenation on room air, 95%, with a heart rate of 73. On a short 2-3 meters walking, oxygenation remains 93 or above. Looks chronically ill, lungs are clear, pacemaker on the left side, no pericardial rap, no significant murmurs, tympanic abdomen without ascites or tenderness, minimal edema, no focal deficit, looks chronically ill. Next paragraph, chemistry is December, creatinine 1.98, which is baseline for many years. Present GFR 32, stage 3B, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, anemia of 12. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive dyspnea. This is a change of baseline. Behavior like angina equivalent. I discussed with him and wife extensively. I notified office cardiology, Dr. Berlin, if there is any further diagnostic testing that might need to be done. Based on the echo within the last 1 year, ejection fraction is preserved. They did not see severe change of baseline valve abnormalities. From the renal standpoint, will not explain the dyspnea activity. Present acid-base potassium, valium status, and hemoglobin anemia is minor or stable, not to explain this problem. As indicated before, he did have biopsy findings of chronic tubular interstitial abnormalities, and the differential diagnosis was cholesterol emboli, from the prior procedure way back in 2013, 2014. I did not change present medications. We'll see what cardiology needs to do. We'll see him on the next few months. All questions answered to patient wife, which I call on the phone, end of dictation.